Welcome to Moments in Truth. I'm your host, G.T. Sykes. The purpose of Moments in Truth is to give you a few minutes of encouragement by providing simple truths from God's Word, identified and explained from a biblical worldview. Now, as we continue looking at just a few of my father's daily devotionals that he wrote over a span of 14 years, we are going back to January 22nd and 23rd, 2015. The title of these two devotionals is Knowing is Not Enough. And it begins with John chapter 14 and verse 21, which says, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." And Dad says, "Knowing is not enough." James chapter 1 and verse 22 states that we must be doers of the word and not hearers only. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul, according to Psalm chapter 19 and verse 7. But that only takes place when we read it and heed it. Psalm chapter 19 verse 7 at the last part of it says, "The testimony of the Lord is sure and giveth wisdom unto the simple." But that only takes place when we read it and heed it. Psalm chapter 19 and verse 8 says, "The statutes of the Lord are right and rejoice the heart." But that will only happen when we read and heed it. It continues and says, "The commandment of the Lord is pure and giveth light unto the eyes." But again, that only takes place when we read it and heed it. Now, if we hear it and even read it and fail to make personal application in our lives, James chapter 1, verse 22 states that we only deceive ourselves. Simply reading it or hearing it may temporarily soothe our conscience and bring a moment of strength and comfort. But if we fail to apply it, we cheat ourselves or deceive ourselves by false reasoning. Listening to or reading the Word of God is only the beginning. And we know that God is perfect. His word is true, and his promises are faithful. We know that he heals the brokenhearted, binds up their wounds, and saves those who are crushed in spirit, according to Psalm chapter 147 and verse 3. But that only takes place when we apply it in our lives personally. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Now, it is clear that we must do something beyond reading and hearing. We can cast all our anxieties on him because he cares for us, according to 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. But just knowing this truth is not enough. There comes a point when the believer in Jesus Christ needs to put all of the head knowledge to work in the heart. Spiritual growth will only take place when knowledge is applied. It is in keeping the Word of God that we gain an intimate relationship with him. Now, there is another problem here, and that is the fact that just hearing the word is no guarantee that there will be knowledge afterward. It has to be heard with the heart. Now, hearing the word should whet your appetite to want to hear more of it. When you hear with your heart, you will take the initiative to read, study, and meditate on the word on your own. Real knowledge requires some digging, and part of the problem of many Christians is laziness. God is not going to pour truths into your soul that you can find by reading or studying his word. Knowing about the love of God and knowing the God of love are two different matters. To know him is to experience that love in your life personally. And the more you know him, the more you will experience many other aspects of his provision for your life, such as joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, patience, mercy, and so many other benefits that come with intimate knowledge. Job chapter 22 and verse 21 says, "Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee." Now, Eliphaz is trying to tell Job what he needed to do. He wants Job to repent and be reconciled to God, to submit to him, as opposed to questioning and accusing him, and to be at peace with him. Now, verses 21 through 30 is filled with truth until it is indicated that a works approach is the way to find favor with God. While most of the advice is good, it is given to the wrong person. Now, have you ever been reading along in Scripture and suddenly a word or a verse jumps out at you? It is the word translated acquaint in the King James. It is an interesting word, and it is translated submit and yield in other translations. Now, the Hebrew word is a primitive root, actually meaning to be familiar with, or to get along well with, or to minister to, be serviceable to, or even to be of use. Alexander McLaren, who lived from 1826 to 1910, ministered in Manchester, England. He wrote about knowledge and peace, indicating that peace comes from an acquaintance with God. Now, this fits so well with yesterday's daily devotional, indicating that knowledge was not enough. There is knowledge to be gained in the reading and hearing of God's word, but there is a greater, more intimate knowledge that comes as the Holy Spirit of God applies his word in our lives. It is an intimate acquaintance with our Lord. And we should not miss the King James translation of that first word in Job chapter 22 and verse 21. And the more familiar you become with the word of God, the more familiar you will become with its author. You actually begin to recognize that he is revealing himself to you, which gives you a greater desire to be in his word. Then you find yourself trusting him more and resting in the incredible promises he gives to you in his word. Now the text states, and be at peace. And that is exactly what takes place as you experience that intimate relationship with God through his word to you. And the whole world can be exploding around you, and it does not matter because all is well between you and the Lord. Now it may well be that Job was far more familiar with God than was Eliphaz. And at the end of his difficult ordeal, he became even more familiar with him. His knowledge of God increased, not just head knowledge, but experiential knowledge. Job chapter 42 and verse 5 says, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. This is the knowledge that the apostle Paul sought in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Now, this is a knowledge of experience that results in the peace of God that goes far beyond understanding and reveals within your heart that all is well between you and God. Are you experiencing that kind of peace today? Read Ephesians chapter 2, verses 14 through 18, and then praise God for the access we have to him through his Spirit. Jesus said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. John chapter 16, verse 33. Now, something that I learned in particular from my dad was the importance of teaching to my family God's word, and not just knowing it, but following through with what the Bible has to say. Now, one recurring event that I really appreciated in my growing up years was family devotions, a time where the whole family would sit down together, open their Bibles, and Dad would walk us through a verse or two, and we would talk about it. It was a great and special learning time. Watching how Dad led the family to learn and understand Scripture has led me to do the same with my family today. Now, let me encourage you that if you do not have in place reading the Bible regularly with your family, it makes a big impact on the family unit and allows the family to grow in the Word together. Let me pray for you today. Lord Heavenly Father, I pray that you would help the listeners to not just know your Word, but to apply it. Lord, I pray that you would give them encouragement and help to submit to your Word and follow it. We thank you, Lord, for the depths of love and strength that you give us from meditating on your commands and statutes. I pray, Lord, that you would help the listeners today as they fight their spiritual battles and as they practice standing firm. Help us all to be people of your word that continue to come back to it, continue to study it, not just in our mind, but let it get into our hearts, Lord, into our very core. Help us to apply it, Lord God. Help us to listen to your word and to understand it, Lord God. I pray that it would resonate into our very lives. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for the blessing of the scripture. I pray, Lord, that we would apply it today and that we would learn to walk with you. In your name, I pray these things. Amen. Well, don't miss our next episode as we look at another one of Dad's devotionals. This one is entitled Religion or Relationship. Well, thank you for listening to Moments in Truth with GT Stikes. We really appreciate you taking the time to listen to today's podcast. We would love for more people to hear the truth of God's word. You can help us reach more people by sharing, following, and subscribing to this podcast. Please be sure to check today's show notes for links to any additional resources, encouragements, and how you can help with this ministry.